How are you? What is today? It's Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah, flying through the week. Man, I love going through the week. When I get a Wednesday, Wednesday's my work day. I basically work Tuesday and Wednesday I pack everything on Tuesday and Wednesday. Not that I don't do stuff other days, but Wednesday is my busy day, but it's my best day too. I talk to like five people on a Wednesday. It's a busy day. All I get to do is connect, and it's awesome. All right, so today, I'm going to plead with you, if I may. I want you to be yourself. Huh? How do you be yourself? We'll talk about that, okay? It's time to start, because I got news for you. Everybody around you is waiting for you to be yourself. Why are you not being yourself? What's going on? I just sound like Anna from Inventing Anna. You seen that show yet? It's an interesting program. Kind of fun. Finally finished it. It never ended. I thought it was over like at episode 6. It went till 9. It was crazy. Anyway, it's a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. A little Scott logic pouring out of my mouth today. The wisdom of my lifetime. A lot of studying. A lot of school of hard knocks. I have been through every one. I'm a graduate of all the school of hard knocks until I finally got smart and said, there must be a better school. And I started studying people who had been to the school of hard knocks and learned from them instead. I'm going to pass some of that knowledge on to you today. The goal is very simple. I want you to stand up, take a step, and repeat. I want you to know what's important to you. I want you to go after it and stay at it every single day. Yeah, we teach strategies, tactics, all that kind of stuff. I do that on the coaching side. We don't do a whole lot of that here. Why? We just don't have time. And honestly, in a podcast that goes out around the world that's 9 minutes long, I can give you a tip or a trick, but we really can't dig deep. So we'll do the best we can today for you, okay? And it's going to be deep. Don't worry about that. It's going to be awesome. Did I introduce myself? I don't remember. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. I was thinking about being myself. It's kind of hard for me. I am myself. I think anybody who knows me will tell you that Scott's kind of going to do what Scott's going to kind of do. And my life has been that way. I can't wait to my funeral. I really wish I could, like, in advance. Like, if you're going to come to my funeral and you're going to say stuff about me, would you say it now and just send it to me? That'd be cool, because I just can't wait. I mean, everything I've ever wanted to do, I've done. I've done it my way. I've walked my talk. It's been good. It's been bad. I mean, I've burned a lot of bridges, and I've also built a lot of bridges along the way. It's been awesome. So I'm always pretty good at being myself. At the same time, I'm very self-affected in a lot of ways. Like I know when the camera's on or a microphone's on, that's my media training. And sometimes when you're like that, you don't totally completely just be yourself. Now, if you've listened to me for a long time, you've heard me be myself in about 1,000 different ways over the years. People say, Scott, you've changed. I say, yeah, my life is in different places over time. Right now, having a really good time, totally myself. There's nothing, this is me. I'm happy, fun, upbeat, serious, blah, all that stuff. I want you to do the same thing. I do. I want you to be yourself. You may be dying to do that. You may be in a job. You may be in a relationship, something that is keeping you from being who you are. I got news for you. It doesn't matter where you are. You can still be exactly who you are. What's the trick? I have a client who has years and years and years of poor eating habits. Now, I like bad food, but I got to tell you, about 80% of what I eat is really good food, and that's kind of the 70-80% rule. I don't do that. I don't have poor eating habits. She did. She just bad stuff all the time. Gained well over 100 pounds. I'll leave it at that. It was a lot. And she made the decision she wanted to get healthy and had no idea where to begin. Not a clue. Now, whenever I hear that, if you've been alive for any length of time, and in this day and age, I'm talking like 16 years. But certainly if you've been alive 50 years and you've gained a bunch of weight and you tell me you don't know how to lose it, I don't even know what to say. I should say, yeah, you do. You're lying to me. You know exactly what to do. You just won't do it. And if you don't know, go on the internet. It's all there. That's what I want to say, but you just want to help people. So that's being honest with yourself, right? No idea. So I had some simple advice to her. I said, okay, if your mind is telling you something you are doing is not who you are, give up what you are not. If your mind is telling you are doing something, taking action, and that's not who you are, give up what you are not. If you're not a person who eats junk food, then give it up. Because otherwise you are. If you're not a person who drinks alcohol and you're drinking a lot of alcohol, give it up. That's not who you are. On the other token is, if you are a person who eats a lot of junk food or drinks a lot of alcohol and that's who you are, well, that's who you are. You're being yourself. Which one are you? Which one are you? Which one do you want to be? If you're doing something for your job that's not making you the money you want to make, give it up. Got to do something else. So in her case, not exercising was making her somebody she didn't want to be. She wanted to do exercise, but going to the gym wasn't top of mind. It just wasn't there. Why would it be? Going to the drive-thru was top of mind for darn sure. It wasn't her first choice. But it was the first choice to her path to becoming herself. Back in November, when I decided to shape myself up and get strong and get sexy again and all that kind of stuff and make myself that kind of guy for my wife, I really wanted energy enthusiasm. I wanted to be able to just have energy like I have right now, nonstop, every single day, on demand, whenever I wanted it. Key to getting that? Eating right, going to the gym. No alcohol. I haven't had alcohol now, 4 months now? Crazy. Don't miss it at all. Crazy. Are you making enough money? Let me hit that one again, because I think that sometimes is something that gets to people. Give up what's keeping you busy, not making enough money, and try something new. I know it's a really silly concept, but usually Scott Logic is like that. And a lot of people can't wrap their head around Scott Logic. They can't wrap their head around the simplicity of it. When I tell you, without any kind of fancy language, I don't have to slow down and say big, big words like a lot of podcasts do. I don't do that. I'm just saying you, okay, stop doing it. Now, you know that's kind of a little bit of a tough love, right? It is. But you also know you're thinking the same damn thing. And everybody is around you. In fact, if you're not being who you exactly are right now, it's going to drive you insane. Do it. Go for it. Who cares? Live with the consequences. It's going to be awesome. You're going to enjoy the ride. But I got to tell you, if you look around yourself, if whatever you're doing is not who you are, there are people out there literally thinking to yourself right now, I wonder why she's doing that. That's not who she is. I wonder why he does that. That's not what they say they want. That's not who they say they are. And yet they do that. What are you doing that's not who you are? You're only fooling yourself right now. That's it. So if you're ready to start being yourself, it's pretty simple stuff. Take all these things that don't match. You look at today. Look at your stuff to do today. Your diary, as people in the UK say. It's calendar for Americans. Look at that and see all the stuff that you're doing that isn't who you are. Think about the stuff you did in the past couple hours before you listened to this podcast. Was it who you are? Huh? Are you spending too much time with activities that are keeping you not you? Please give it up and do the things you feel like make you you. But Scott, I don't know what those things are. I know. The best advice I've ever given anybody about losing weight was you don't know what to do. Well, you know what not to eat, right? Yeah. Okay, just stop eating the stuff you know what not to eat. Eat everything else. That's the best advice I can give anybody. So if you're not being you and you don't know quite what to do to become who you are, then look deep down inside about the things that are driving you and saying that you know are not you and give them up. Don't let them come back. Don't let them creep back. They're going to try to. Stay the course. Give yourself some time and watch as you begin to explore the possibilities and figure out what really makes sense to you. My guess is you already know what it is. It's just been kind of put down underneath for a while and you haven't tapped into it. So stop what's not being you and let the real you emerge. Could it be that simple? Yeah, I like simple because simple works. It's the ultimate form of sophistication. Complexity is really, really good, but sophistication and simplicity is much better. Okay, tomorrow, how to change and plan for changing times. A lot of that going on right now. A couple of years, that's all we've been doing. Changing times. I got news for you. It's always been that way. It's going to keep going that way. Crazy is going to rule. It's always going to be changing. So we need to get used to it. See you tomorrow.